الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا الذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Respected elders and friends, firstly as an introduction before we start our talk proper, one two important things to mention, that firstly, this is actually the majlis of our honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, the Hakim ul-Ummat of this time, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrazi al-Ali. Hazrat was supposed to be on the safar, but Allah Ta'ala's doing and Allah Ta'ala's decree, whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, usme khair hai. That Allah Ta'ala has made it, Hazrat could not be present here, but Hazrat's special tawajjuhat and focus is present here. And this is the special gift of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that from millions of miles, if a person connects his heart to somebody, he will get the effect of that. And today we know the effects of cell phone, of technology. You just dial one number here, you connected in Panama, you connected in New Zealand, where and where you connected. So more stronger than that is the spiritual connection which Allah Ta'ala has made. If you connect your heart spiritually to any person, if it's a good person, you'll get good feelings in your heart. You'll get encouragement to do good. If you connect your heart to the opposite side, that's the type of current you will get. So, this is actually the majlis of our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh. And then in this Mubarak Masjid, on this Mubarak night, here where I'm sitting, this most useless servant doesn't deserve to be sitting on the seat. The seat of our very great honorable personality, our great Akabirin, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Rahmatan Wasiya. Hazrat, we can never forget what he has done for the Ummat, what he has passed on. These are things that we don't forget. And this is like the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, waj'alni lisana sidqin fil akhirin. That, oh Allah, I will leave the world, but let people talk good about me. Let people take my inspiration. So we find people like Fir'aun, Haman, Karun, they came, they had big, big empires, but who talks about them? Even if you take their name with disrespect, with a feeling of disgust and disrepute for them, but the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the thought comes in the mind. Mullah Ali Qadi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, Tanzilur rahma in the zikr salihin. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends when you just talk about the pious servants of Allah. When you think about them, what can be said when they present? And they can be present in our heart all the time if we follow the teachings. If we follow the teachings of the pious servants of Allah, means we are connected with them all the time. And we'll get that current from them. So we should take, always remember the great inspiration of our Honorable Hazrat Maulana. Daily, after every namaz, we shouldn't be forgetting to at least recite 3 times, Qulhu Allahu Ahad, pass the salams to our Honorable Hazrat. And we should think of our pious elders. As Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Madrasil Ali, we just met him a few days ago in Medina Sharif. And he says, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, that غنیمت سمجھو یہ موقع مبادہ یہ وقت نہیں آئے گا پھر. That just sitting together, mil jul بیتنا غنیمت سمجھ جو. Sitting, regard it as a great favor of Allah. One day you won't get it again. Today we all say, ah, Hazrat is not here. If he was here, what we shouldn't miss the majlis. But when they are there, then we see how unmindful we are. Our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh Azman Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali explains, that on the occasion of the leaving of this world of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great khalifa of Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat when he used to have his majlis every week, he used to be 30-40 people, if little more less. But when Hazrat passed away, they say literally there wasn't place for an extra toe to be there. It was so full, packed to capacity. Then one wali of Allah took a great deep sigh and he said, ah, jab Hazrat hazir tha, jab Hazrat was to have his majlis, very few used to come. Now everybody is here. Yes, you get the barakat there, but now Hazrat is gone. Now you have to take, you can't take injections from a doctor who is in his qabr. You have to take injection from a loving doctor. Don't say my sheikh is in my qabr, now I just make muraqabah. No, now you have to connect to a loving sheikh. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also we learn from our pious elders. Many of us we think now that how can I be sitting on this chair? Rightfully, I'm not worthy of sitting on this chair. But our Hazrat has taught us, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, Madrasil Ali, and these are these great personalities. Your life will be sacrificed for them. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when we benefit from our pious servants, then we'll understand the statement that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala made. They used to tell Nabi Kareem Sawasam, Fidaka Abi wa Ummi Ya Rasulullah. Our parents be sacrificed upon you, Ya Allah, O Nabi Sawasam. In other words, what you gave us, inshallah, if Allah gives tawfiq and we'll discuss more further, what Nabi Sawasam has brought to us, what he has given us. Then a person just wants to sacrifice everything for that great personality. And from who you have got it, you'll want to sacrifice for that person. Because all will be linked to the same connection, and that is to Allah Rabbul Izzan. So our pious servants, Hazrat has taught us that if the two great khalifas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first great khalifa Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, then Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, they have taught us adab, adab and respect. What are the respects in deen? And thus also we see the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody loves that the pious shouldn't leave the world. Our parents shouldn't leave the world. But imagine if Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was still here, how full the world should be. Where they should be placed, and then how old they should be. And the great, great, great grandchildren of today, Allah. But the system of Allah is that that generation has to love, they have to leave, the next generation has to follow in their footsteps. And Mubarak, if the generation follows in the footsteps of their forefathers, the pious that they have left behind, and they follow, then their children will learn from them. Otherwise, if Allahu Akbar, who wants the greatest hurt to the ummah, is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to be made parda from this world. In other words, in his qabr mubarak, he's still alive. And we are that fortunate ummah, we know 100% where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. And he's alive, and we can go to him and beg him for du'as and go to that majlis. Like you want to sit in a majlis of a pious person. When you go to Rauza-e Pak, you in the greatest majlis. The majlis of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in any case, nobody wants that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be made parda from this world. But the system of Allah is, if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave the world, nobody should know the real value of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then if Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala did not leave the world, nobody should know the value of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And in this way it carries on till today. Like our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh explained also, and Hazrat Muhammad Hazrat Sahib Dawud Barakatum, the Honorable Illustrious son of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat himself, what a great personality, the Khalifa of Hazrat Muhammad Abraul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in the Majlis in Medina Sharif, he mentioned, he says, many people today, shaitan puts doka in your mind, that today there's no people like Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah. There's no great people like Bayezid Bustami. Or we'll say there's no great personalities like Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah. Yes, on its place. But if a person says that I got a heart problem, and now you go to the doctor, you got pain, everything, they tell you, here's a cardiologist, go to him. So you ask, who's this person? He says, he's the grandson of Professor, the great professor was a great heart specialist, Chris Barnard. So you say, no, I want to wait for that specialist. So you say, if you want to wait, then you can lay or dig your cupboard already. But go to this person, he'll check you, he'll give you the same treatment like his great-grandfather. If you want to go for Hajj Umrah, you couldn't get your ticket in Saudi Airlines. But there's another smaller airline that's selling the same ticket. And if you are too distinct, proud about yourself, no, I'm a very up-to-date person. I want to only go with the best airlines. Then you'll stay behind. But if you go in the ordinary airline, small airlines, you'll still reach there. And you'll be connected there also. So whoever is present, the great personalities that are left behind now, Hazrat Maulana Naeem Mutala Sahib, Damat Barakatum, all the other great personalities, Maulana Ilyas Patel Sahib, Damat Barakatum, all so many great personalities, we should connect ourselves. And we shouldn't lose out. And when they are not here tomorrow, then we say, ah, so we shouldn't. And the system of Allah was explaining that generally a person should realize that I am not fit for this position to be sitting here and addressing you. And I'm not giving a lecture. It's an advice to myself. Whatever I'm saying, it's my own sabak. And inshallah, if we all take benefit from it, Mubarak, Alhamdulillah. So our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrazil Ali has taught us that the two great khalifas of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the father-in-laws of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they taught us adab and respect. That means when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, he used to sit on the first step of the minbar, the highest place. Then when Sayyidina Abu Bakr now became the khalifa, he came one step down. He didn't sit on the place of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, I'm not fit to sit there. Then when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu became the khalifa, he said one step lower. He says, where can I sit on the place where Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sat? Where am I deserving to sit? So now the two great khalifas of Islam have left the world. Now the third khalifa, the son-in-law of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Zur Nurayn, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, Kamilul Haya, when it was his turn to become khalifa, now he went back on the first step. So he showed us the hudud, what is the limits of Islam. The first two great khalifas taught us etiquette and respect. The other khalifas taught us tilka hududullah. That don't go beyond the limits also. That you want to become over respectful. And sometimes you think you are making, you are respectful, but you are causing great harm. So if our Shaykh says, if Hazrat Usman radiallahu had to decide that I can't sit on the position of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now there was no, and now another step on the minbar, he had to make us dig a hole and make a step lower. So today's Imam's way should be right down in the well. But they taught us that no, the hudud of Allah Ta'ala is adab to a certain respect, like Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us also. Respect me to the highest degree, but don't make me like how the Nasaras made their Nabi, Isa Alayhi Wasallam, they made him a god. وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ اللَّهِ They first they said, he's the son of Allah. Then he said, he's Allah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, like even Sahib Qasida Burda, Sahib Qasida Burda, Allama Abu Sayyidi Rahmatullah Ali says, دَعْمَدَّ النَّصَارَ بِنَبِيِّهِمْ That leave what the Nasaras, the Christians have said about their Nabi. Besides that, praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the highest degree. And where we can praise Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A great pious poet says it so beautifully. Ya sahib al-jamali wa ya sayyid al-bashar. Ya sahib al-jamali wa ya sayyid al-bashar. Mi wajhika al-munir laqad nawwara al-qamar.
لا يمكن ثناؤك كما كان حق بعد اسكدا بزرته قصة مختصر.
Addressing Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, Ya Sahib al-Jabal, O the embodiment of beauty, O the embodiment of outstandingness, Wa Ya Sayyidul Bashar, O the king of all mankind, the highest, the great, honorable creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of all, Mi wajhikal muniri laqad nawwar al-kamar. Today we see the sun shining, the moon shining. This is all the sadqa of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The sun and the moon is actually indebted to the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it was not for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the sun should be rising, where the moon should have its light, and the sun should have its light, all getting it through the sadqa of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. La yumkinu sama sanauka kama kana haqqu. If we just get a brief glimpse, forget understanding the position of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can't understand the position of our pious amongst us. To understand the position of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is beyond us. So he says, if that is the case, I have just understood this little brief things that I have learned, then where can I praise you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Where it is possible, all I can say, Ba'da skuda buzurg tuhi kissa muhtasar. That after Allah, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are the greatest personality. But Ba'da Skuda, after Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is Allah, Allahu Akbar. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embedded this in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the person who had the greatest sohbat, it was embedded the most in his heart. Allahu Akbar. We know, as we have mentioned, that the greatest difficulty that have come onto the ummah, is when the ummah hears that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made parda from this world. Allahu Akbar. Like as Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the most beloved daughter of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she says, when I heard of the leaving of my honorable illustrious father, she says, Subbat alayya al-masaib, law subba al-ayyami lasarat layaliya. She says, such a difficulty came upon me. Had this difficulty come onto the day will become dark and become a night. Such a difficulty came upon me. I couldn't bear it. But this is the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala system, Allah ta'ala has made this in the world that the great personalities have to leave so that the next personalities, and according to the time of the ummah of that time, how much they can take, how much power, the ability of their heart, how much power you can take, that's the amount of powerhouse you get. Allahu Akbar. Our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if today a person says, I want the medicine of Hakim Jali Noos. Hakim Jali Noos was a Hakim who lived over 1,000 years ago. Very, very famous Hakim, and he had very strong prescription. So Hazrat says, if you say today to the Hakim Sahib, no, I want that very strong prescription, he'll have to tell you first, dig your qabr. Your stomach is too weak. Your system can't manage that. So according to our system, spiritually also, according to our system, Allah Ta'ala has given us that type of mashayikh. And accordingly, and if we just connect to this type of mashayikh, we'll reach the same place, Allahu Akbar, where our great elders have reached. So we have to just get connected to the mashayikh and learn what is adab also, what is respect, what is etiquette, and learn the limits also. The hudud of shariat, the limits of shariat. Many a times, like now, Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahib is not here, they on safar. Now if somebody says, I can't stand on the musalla, I can't make imamat. So nobody is fit to stand on the musalla. But that type of tawadu is beyond the limit. The limit is the person whose Allah Ta'ala has given you the ability, your Quran Sharif is sahih, tajweed, you are hafiz, you are alim, then you must take the musalla. So exactly the same, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu taught us that he sat on the top of the mimbar. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu came, he sat again on the top of the mimbar. So today we are fortunate, alhamdulillah, we can see the Imam Sahib when he's making his khutbah, he's sitting on the top. Otherwise, where we should be seeing the Imam Sahib? Where we should be, they all should be down in the well. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with such a Nabi, what a great personality. Then Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with such great pious servants who have taught us and are teaching us what is the position and what is the great honor of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot reach without taking the first step. You have to climb up this ladder. That is, don't forget the person, first of all, who was the means for you to come into the world. Your parents, Allah made them the means. So make shukr that Allah ta'ala gave me this honorable mother, this honorable father. Don't forget to make du'as for them daily. Then, that person who taught you Alif Bata Sa, she might have been an ordinary apa, she might have been an ordinary simple muallim, hafiz sahab, whoever the case may be. But our Shaykh, Allahu Akbar, Arif Billah, Hazirman Abdul Hamid sahab, Madrasil Ali, teaches us many times, now you alim, you fadil, you qari, you mufti, you teaching in Darulum also. You talk of all your other ustads, that this was my Shaykhul Hadith, this ustad taught me Bukhari Sharif, but you don't think of the ustad who taught you Alif Bata Sa. If he didn't teach you Alif Bata Sa, where would you have become Mufti Sa? So never forget your roots. Never, Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat explained on the last Safar when Hazrat went to Harimain Sharifain, and then on Yawmul Sabt, the day of Saturday, it is sunnah to go to Masjid Quba. Then the sunnah, Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go every Saturday morning and perform 2 rakats, 4 rakats, Salatul Ishraq, Chash Namaz there. So Hazrat explained when he was making namaz there, the thought came in his mind that why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to come here every Saturday. Not to forget the roots, that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Medina Sharif, the first masjid was Masjid Quba. And from there Allah Ta'ala says, La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwal yawmin, that masjid who was established on taqwa from the first day. See how it spread. Medina Sharif became the markaz of hidayat. Today, look at Haram Sharif. Allahu Akbar. How it's just expanding all the time. But then again, Allahu Akbar. So anyway, let me just mention these few important things. One is that we should realize the adab and etiquettes. I am not fit to be sitting here. But what we have learned from our elders, al-amru fawq al-adab, that command is above respect. So we sit here with the intention that it is my Islam, and what I have to be learning, we'll be talking about inshallah. And also another important lesson Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib Daum Barakatum taught us. He says Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that a person sitting on the stage or sitting on a chair, he should not think that he is got a high position. He is better than anybody sitting down. Because the example of that is like a scale. This thing that is very light is always up. What is heavy, those things that are heavy and they got a great power, that is heavy. So if you're sitting on top, it's no great deal. What is inside, that will be counted. Like Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi said so beautifully, Hum aise rahe ke waise rahe, waha dekhna ke kaise rahe. Today you can love like this and like that, let lot of praises. Oh, that's a big sheikh. Oh, this is a big mufti. Oh, that's a big qari. This is a big doctor. He is like this. He is like that. If that blows your head up, then you haven't understood reality. But if you realize whatever they are saying, it's only the favor of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made my sattariyat. Allah has covered my faults. And Allah is ghaffar. Allah just wants to forgive me. That is why Allah is covered. And this is all the favors of my parents, how they took care of me, how they made tarbiyat. Then my ustads, how they guided me. Then my sheikh, whatever these people are praising, they're praising my ustads. They're praising my sheikh. They're praising my parents. And so a person, his head won't be blown up. And we have to realize, waha dekhna ke kaise rahe. When we go into the qabr, then we'll realize that all those praises, was it worth anything? Otherwise the praises of this world are nothing. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali explained so beautifully, one of the very great personalities of our country, which today virtually every student is indirectly linked to this great personality, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hafiz Sahib was the great honorable ustad in Mia Swam in the early days. And virtually every ustad is indirectly, because ustads became hafiz there, then they became alim, and then they started teaching. So anybody, indirectly, if you find out, somewhere they'll be linked to Mia Swam, to Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Rahmatullah Ali. So when Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, came few years ago, and he heard of Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, then he said, I would like to meet him. So Hazrat, and they made arrangements, they went to meet Hazrat Hafiz Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, And when he met Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, then he asked Hazrat Hafiz Sahib, imagine one wali asking another wali. And this is what myself we have to learn. That Hazrat said, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib, we heard that you made a lot of Hafiz in this country. And you started the foundation of Hafiz classes. And then it's just spread throughout the world. So how many Huffaz have you made till now? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat gave an answer. Our Dada Shaykh says, if I had 100,000 rand in that time, I would have presented to Hafiz Sahib just on this answer. Hazrat Hafiz Sahib told him, that Hazrat, what to kabar mein pata chalega. That I won't know. Me, I will say, yes, Hazrat, I made already 1,000 Huffaz. And my students are making another 1,000. And they're making another 1,000. Hazrat said, that I don't know. How many is accepted? Which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, qabiliyat aur cheez hai, qubuliyat aur cheez hai. To be able, to be capable, a person thinks I'm able and capable. But if it's not accepted by Allah, then it is useless. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught us the greatest lesson. And this is what we learn from our honorable Sheikh, Rasulullah Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasi Al-Ali. Today, Allahu Akbar, go to Haramain Sharifain. All the time, it's just buzzing. People are busy with tawaf, people are busy with du'as, people are busy with tasbih, people are busy in salat, etc. Just vibrant all the time. Who has brought up that building again? Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلِ. Think back. You are here today enjoying air conditions, everything. You are enjoying all the nice marble, mataf, etc. And still we are complaining, or the crowd is too much, or this ta'i, we getting tired, etc. Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, just think when you're making that sa'i. Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Ya Allah, Rabbi, inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri zi zar'in inda baytikal muharram. Oh Allah, you have commanded me to stay in a city, biwadin ghayri zi zar, no habitation, no sign of life, no sign of anything, and very, very scary place, Allahu Akbar. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to go to Makkah al-Mukarramah to rebuild Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was taking him on the way, and passing all the way to the beautiful cities, Baghdad, all the beautiful gardens, he's asking, do I have to settle down here? Jibreel alayhi salam said, no, your place is still in front. Your place is still in front. And as they coming now, a barren land, totally scary area. Now Jibreel alayhi salam said, this is Makkah al-Mukarramah. This is where you have to settle. And he just settles there. His wife, Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam, small child, Ismail alayhi salam, hardly settled. He just had small tuffin, little water. And the command of Allah came, now go back to Iraq and go and give the da'wah of Allah. So immediately he goes, and no, even telling his wife, and that now I have Allah's command. Immediately he starts walking. He starts walking away, she's saying, where are you going? We alone here in this desert, in the scary area, where are you leaving us alone? No answers. He's just carrying on. And again she's asking him, oh my beloved husband, where are you leaving us alone? We just have the scanty means. What will happen? He may mean no answer. Again, when he comes to the crossroads, now they're going to turn. She won't able to see him. He won't able to see her. He's going to take his turn. She asks, where are you leaving us? Is this the command of Allah? Allah. Look at the tarbiyat he gave to his family. That is this the command of Allah? He just nodded his head. That yes, it's the constant. And he said, isn't la yutayyuna. Then you carry on. Allah will take care of us. And see how Allah Ta'ala took care. In that barren land today, the barakat of Zamzam, the barakat of Makkah Sharif, we are enjoying throughout the world. And what vibrant place. After all that, Ibrahim a.s. putting up the greatest house in the world, Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar, the markaz of Hidayat. After all that great work, what a great work. Today I feel honored. Maulana, I put up this masjid. This masjid, this place was barren. I put up this masjid. Mubarak, Allah accepts all. But let us learn the lesson of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. After he put up the greatest masjid, Allah Ta'ala was very, very happy. Allah Ta'ala said, Mang jo mangna hai. Ask, O Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What you want, we will accept your duas today. What dua Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes? Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. That Allah accept from us. And taqabbal, the students are here, ulama are here, they'll tell you it's from the scale tafa'ul. Tafa'ul means to be doing a pretentious action.
That is, I couldn't do it, I was just pretending, trying to do. It's not even word accepted. Word being accepted. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, oh Allah, where could I put up your house the way it's supposed to be of your shan? Oh Allah, please accept from me. And that is what Allah ta'ala loves, this humbleness for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not an outward show of humbleness. Today myself, we just pretend to be humble, especially in front of our pious elders, then we want to lower our head and that is not humbleness. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the masjid one day. One youngster was performing namaz, keeping his head down, etc. Hazrat Umar now poked him with his whip. He used to walk around. And he said to the youngster, Taqwa hauna, Taqwa hauna. Don't lower your head in namaz. That is not taqwa. That is not tawazu. Tawazu is a condition of the heart. And fuqaha teach us also, when you make your takbir at tahrima, don't lower your head. Keep your head straight up. But keep your gazes down and realize I'm made of sand. I'm made of minha khalaqnakum. Allah Ta'ala made me of that soil. If in the soil, Allah Akbar, our Dada Shaykh Adacha Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says so beautifully, in this body that is made of sand and water, if this body hasn't got the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then this body has got no value whatsoever. It is worse than an animal also. And if this body, the soul, has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that body that is made of sand and water, that body will become so valuable. That Allah ta'ala will keep that body alive all the time. Until today we see, in Jannatul Baqi also, so many covers that were dug up after few years, they have to rebury people. When they dug up the cover of now, recently our great elder, Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, two times they dug it up. They saw Hazrat's body as if they just buried him now. He was fresh. Kafan is fresh. Body is fresh. Allahu Akbar. So then they put a white stone that these covers, we can't touch it anymore. That is, so they, those people today, they've seen this. But still, you get many foolish people who says when you come for salami, just say one time, Allahu Akbar. Now one person who they stand there in front, he's telling some people there, when you come to Madina Sharif, only come one time and make one time salam, after that don't come in front. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Aliyazu Billah, he's not alive, Aliyazu Billah. This is part of our aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. The Anbiya Alayhimus Salatu Wasalam, they are all alive in the qabr. And no, like you have mentioned, our Shaykh taught us, no other nation, Jews don't know exactly 100% where Hazrat Musa Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam buried. The Christians don't know 100, they don't even know where their Nabi. We know Allah Ta'ala has taught us Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is in the heavens. We know 100% our beloved Nabi is in Madina to Munawwara. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam listens to our du'as. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam listens to our salams, etc. And it, as we have mentioned, it is you in the majlis of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is why when a person goes to a majlis, and especially the current of that majlis when you get, you don't want to leave. But today, and many people are coming, so we shouldn't even be stubborn and when they're pushing us away and we want to act. No, we must move with the crowd. But when you get the opportunity, stand a little more further back and pass. Send our salams and durood upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to appreciate our great pious elders. And then also our Honorable Hazrat has said that we should pass our salams also to all the friends here. Everybody expecting Hazrat. But the system of Allah ta'ala, we should be happy. And jo Allah kare, so khair kare. And this is also our lesson, our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that many people, we got certain desire, it doesn't happen, and then we feel very sad. Certain people go into depression, but jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does for you, there is only good in there. You should be radha bil qada. Yes, make dua for the best, but whatever Allah has decided for you, accept that wholeheartedly. And our Shaykh gives a beautiful example, a story of this. He says that there was one king in the previous time, and he had a minister that was very closely connected to him. Wherever he goes, any meeting, anywhere, outing also, the minister is with him. Very, very close friend of the king. But this minister had what you call a taqya kalam. That is, when anything you say, that words come on your tongue. That's your background words. It just comes all the time. So his words used to be, jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does, there's only good in there. So one day the king decided we're going on a hunting trip. So he told the minister, get ready, we're going on a hunting trip. Minister was ready, was going with the king. And as they were going on the trip, the king got cut on his finger. And the moment you get cut, at that time it burns and it's very, very sore. So immediately the king got cut, the minister said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah did is good. And the kings of those days were hot-headed. So immediately he got upset. My close friend and you saying is good. So he commanded that take him to jail. Go and put him into jail. And when he commanded, go and put him in jail, again he said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does is good. So he was gone to jail. The king carried on with his hunting trip. And when he carried on with his hunting trip, not realizing, he passed the body of his the boundary of his country. He went out of the border. When he passed the border of his country, no man's land, he entered the next land. That was the land of Allahu Akbar, cannibals, people who eat human beings. And he landed up into that area. Now they saw a fresh, very, very fresh meat coming in. So immediately they got happy, they got hold of the king. And now they got happy, we got very fresh food now. A new dish, our Dara Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Main aapke liye naya dish present karta hun. I'll give you new dishes all the time, spiritual dishes. So they also got happy that here we got something fresh now. But our Shaykh says they also had rules like Qurbani rules. That before you slaughter the Qurbani animal, see if the ear is not cut, if there's no injuries. So here also their rules was, we'll only eat that person who got no injuries. So the king was worried, now they're going to eat me up. But when they inspected him, oh, they saw he got a cut on his finger. So they gave him chutti. Okay, no, you release. Now he realized immediately what my minister said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Immediately, with great honor, he sent a delegation. Go lay the red carpet for my minister. Bring him out of jail. He stayed 3 days in jail. He came out of jail. He met with the king. The king said, now I understand why you said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. I would have got eaten up. But you tell me that you said when I send you to jail, you also said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. So what about that? I send you to jail. There was no good in there. He said, Bacha salamat. You know I'm all the time with you. And on this trip also I was all the time with you. If I was with you and you didn't send me to jail, they saw you got the injury. I had no injury. They would have eaten me up. So Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. So whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, Hazrat was, his heart was present here also, desired to be here, but what Allah Ta'ala decides, that is the best for us all. And we should link our hearts to the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, with the intention that oh Allah, the kayfiyat of ihsan, that the presence of Allah Ta'ala is in their hearts, that noor of taqwa that is in their hearts, that noor of hidayat, the noor of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that is what we want, the burning flame from that heart. And we see Allah Ta'ala teaches us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That first of all, another point is, our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh used to taught us and teaches us, that our Dada Shaykh used to say, and that before starting any majlis, any talk, firstly discuss one of the sunnats of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And particularly in this time and age, very, very important. When there's no regard for the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But anyway, our Shaykh also taught us that particularly every day, it should not be becoming of a mu'min that you don't recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam daily. And when the months of Rabiul Awal come, Rabiul Akhir come, then our pious elders, you should talk more about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rejuvenate our iman on the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this will build our iman. So that's why in the months of Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, we see seerah, talking about the seerah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And not just big seerah, jalsa, nice big talk, and then a big party, mitai after that, and not one sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is not seerah jalsa. Seerah jalsa is every day, every person can have his own seerah jalsa. When you sit and you read or do durood, what concentration, what love, what devotion, Allahu Akbar. As we are taught, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Ya Rasulullah, inni ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah, wa ashadu annaka kad ballaqta al-risala, wa addayta al-amana, wa nasahta al-umma, wa kashafta al-ghumma, wa jahadta fi sabilillah haqqa jihadi, wa tarakta al-umma ala amrin bayda, layluha kanaharuha, فَجَزَاكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ الْجَزَىٰ. That we acknowledge to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what effort you made in the ummah, Allahu Akbar. You passed on the message of the love of Allah 100%. You haven't left any stone unturned in making sure that throughout the world, the message of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah, of the love of Allah spreads throughout the world. Today we see throughout the world where Jamaats haven't reached. This is all the effort and the sadqa of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. And all the fikr of Nabi Kareem, Qad balaqta risala, wadayt al amana. This was a very great amanat which Allah Ta'ala has given to Nabi Kareem Sawsam. And this was such an amanat, such a trust and a heavy trust that Allah Ta'ala is acknowledging to Nabi Kareem Sawsam. Wawada'na anka wizrak, alladhi anqada dhahrak. That, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, today we have relieved that burden upon your back that has actually broken your back. And what was that? This deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When the world was lost in total darkness, the world forgot all sense of humanity. Allah made us ashraful makhlukat, the best of all creation, and we forgot who we are. That was the error, Allahu Akbar. When people started worshipping idols, in Kaaba Sharif, 360 idols, Allahu Akbar. That was an error, every vice, every evil you can think of was prevalent in that time. People used to murder one another and drink the blood of one another and thought nothing about it. They thought it as a great act of respect. Woman had no honor, no respect, no dignity. Who was it that brought to the world such honor, such respect of every category of the ummah and made us realize we are insan first of all. We are ashraful makhlukat. Today we think we are insan, but we still don't know how to love like human beings. On one occasion, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, hot sun and bright sun, and is walking with a lantern in the street. So people asking Hazrat, myself, useless people like me will say, Hazrat, what's wrong? Screws are loose or something. That you walking with a lantern. Hazrat says, why are you walking with a lantern in a bright sun? He says, I'm looking for an insan, a human being. He says, then all these people, what they say, they are just in the shakal, in the form of insan. Because Allah Ta'ala Himself is saying, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ اللَّهِ يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَيُنُ اللَّهِ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَذَانُ اللَّهِ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Allah says, look at all these human beings, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ, we gave them hearts, we gave them minds, we gave them understanding. But if you don't put in your heart the love of Allah, if you put every other idol in your heart besides Allah, then it's like you got no heart. You haven't appreciated. Our Dada Sayyid Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Dil dena ho, to isi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to somebody, give it to that person who gave you a heart, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah will appreciate your heart. Allah knows the value of the heart. And the heart, Allahu Akbar, is the castle of the king. And who's the greatest king? Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when Allah comes in the heart, wallah, then you've got agar tu ek mera to har shay meri. Asma mera, zami meri. Falak mera, zami mera. Agar tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. If Allah is not in your heart, then what is in your heart? Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, in one of the majlises now in Medina Sharif, he explained that Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali explained in one of his majlis, he says Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali was having majlis, and all of a sudden, a very beautiful woman in Parda came and she knocked at the door and she said, Hazrat, I got some work with you. So Hazrat told all the murids that turn that side, face your face that side. He also turned that way and he said, what work you got, what you want? So this woman complained and she said, Hazrat, according to what I think, that I am the most beautiful woman in the world today. Allah has granted me so much beauty, but still my husband wants to take another wife. So I don't know what's wrong with him. When she said this, and then she lifted her veil. But Hazrat, they all were looking that side, so they didn't look. But the moment she just lifted her veil, Hazrat took her, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, and he fell unconscious. She got worried and she ran away. What did I do? And then Hazrat came back, he was revived. Then they asked Hazrat, what happened? Why? Hazrat says, did you hear what she say? She says that she is the most beautiful woman in the world. And her husband still wants to look at another woman and wants to take somebody else. Then, and so she is feeling so upset about that. Then if Allah Rabbul Izzat tomorrow on a day of Qiyamah is going to say that I am the most, Allah inna Allah jamilun, yuhibbul jamal. All these beauties in the world, who created it? So if Allah Ta'ala has created so many beauties, then what is the beauty of Allah? So if Allah Ta'ala is going to ask us that I was so beautiful, and yet you are looking at a dirty, filthy street woman, yet you are looking at other idols, then how, what we going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have to realize that when you get Allah, when you get then, you are insan. Allah ta'ala says, otherwise you got no heart. You haven't appreciated your heart. You don't even have intelligence. You can't still recognize who gave you this beauty. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, when you stand in front of the mirror, every person wants to stand. Particularly human folk. Today forget human folk, men have become like women. We want to stand and doll and see our fringes and all our funny hairstyles, etc. And we think, what is every mark on the face, etc. One poet says so beautifully, oh foolish person, you standing in front of the mirror and scratching every black spot on your face, it's not going to come off, it's in your skin. But you're so worried of that, you are not worried of the 200 black spots in your heart. All the filth and dirt of sin, that you're not worried. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us reality, and this is what we have to get today. And this is why we can't be indebted to our Shaykh. Our Shaykh has taught us that we shouldn't be picture Muslims. Today we just outward. Everybody just looks at the mirror, I look very beautiful. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, no problem, look into the mirror. But Allahumma anta hassanta khalki, fahassin khuluki. Allahumma anta hassanta khalki, fahassin khuluki. Oh Allah, you gave me such a beautiful feature. Now make my seerat. You gave me a beautiful surat, make my seerat a reality. Give me beautiful akhlaq. Give me beautiful character. If your character is like the character of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you are an honorable person. Otherwise, if your character is not like Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then those great personalities he left behind, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. We gave you eyes, but you only look at the outward world today. Like kuffar, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They only look at the outward beauty. One car parked in the car park of the masjid, your eyes are popping out. Hey, look at that Ferrari. Look at that car is made of sand. You also going to make of sand. What is so great about it? Look at the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi, what a great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wrote 28,500 poems in the love of Allah. Today the Western world all regard him as a great philosopher. But they can't understand he wrote those poems in the love of Allah. Because they don't know what is real love. Love is not infatuation today. We think we love somebody. But it's not love. You are just infatuated. You want that temporary beauty, you are overtaken. But your lust you want to enjoy. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say so beautifully. Many youngsters today, they just get overtaken, see a girl walking in the street, and they get overtaken. Their lust has taken over them, and now they say, we fell in love, love at first sight. But then in reality, that is just a lie. Hazrat says, one boy saw one girl walking in the street, and now he just saw, his glances fell on her, he didn't control himself. Allah says, we gave you eyes not to look at haram. You look at haram, you forget about Allah. You forget yourself. So he walking behind her, now he wants to draw her attraction. And he's telling her, you are so beautiful, there's nobody like you. I saw anybody more beautiful than you. This girl realized there's a big dangerous wolf behind me. And he wants to loot my izzat. She's walking faster and faster because she saw her house is not far. When she came to the step of her house, then she says, you know what, you say I'm so beautiful. But my sister, she's coming behind. She's much more beautiful than me. Immediately he turned around to look. When he turned around to look, she took out her high heel shoes, gave him one shot on the head. She said, you're a liar. Just now I was the most beautiful woman. Now why are you looking at somebody else? So Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, "E kamar khushtar ya kamar sazat. E shams khushtar ya shams sazat." That is the sun more beautiful or the creator of the sun? Is the sun is so beautiful than the creator of the sun, Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you got Allah, where are you going to look? The sun of the world also, when you look, you say, Ya Allah, Rabbana ma khalaqta haza batila. Oh, how beautiful you have created the sun, O Allah. You look at the 14 beautiful full moon, Allahu Akbar, and you think of the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, if you haven't created the love of Allah in your heart, you got eyes, but you don't have eyes. You're looking at haram. You're looking at something that will take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get infatuated with the outward things of this world, which in reality, it's no reality. It's just fooling today. And many people today get so overtaken with this artificial love, infatuation, that our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that today a boy gets in a fall in love with a girl, and now to impress her, he goes and cut a chicken, and he dips his pen in that blood, and he writes a letter. He says, I'm writing this letter with my blood for you. He says, Hazrat says, what a stupid liar he is. That, Allahu Akbar. Those are people who wrote their love with their blood, those who love Allah. That is, Allah Ta'ala says, look at the shuhada. Look at the sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala. One battle, the very, very crucial battle of Islam, the opening, the foundation of Islam, battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, 70 sahaba giving their lives. Hazrat says, Allah doesn't need the life of anybody. Allah doesn't need the life of any person to spread the deen. But Allah wants to show who are these people. Am hasibtum an tadkhulul janna walamma yatikum mathalul ladhina khalaw min qablikum massatumul ba'sa wad-dara wa zulzilu hatta yaqula ar-rasul wal ladhina amanu ma'ahu mata nasrullah. Allah Ta'ala says, you think you're just going to enter Jannat like that? Tell Allah is not going to test you. Antadkhulul Jannah. Am hasibtum antadkhulul Jannah. Walamma yatikum mathalul ladhina khalaw min qablikum. You're not going to be tested like the people of the past. Obviously, if Allah has to test us like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, we fail hopelessly. That is why we must never ever hope for test. Always beg Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. Salamat. Say, Allah, we are so weak. We are not fit for any test. Without testing us, give us the highest degree of iman. But remember, the principle of Allah Ta'ala is, Alif Lam Mim. Ahasib al-Nas. Ayyutraku ayyakulu amanna. Wahum la yuftanun. Allah Ta'ala says, when you recite Kalima La ilaha illallah, you declaring, I love only Allah. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to teach us, that in the beginning when you say La ilaha illallah, you make your zikr. Especially a new murid, he takes back, in the first few days he enjoys zikr. La ilaha illallah, he thinks I'm on a high, I'm in Jannat already. But it's still an empty capsule. It's still empty, like in nursery class you learn the meaning of the kalima, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But Hazrat says, when you go through your whole course, and you fill that capsule with the love of Allah, that power is coming in that capsule. Now when you say one time, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And then what is the ishq, ashiki meaning of this kalima? That, oh Allah, aapke siwai koi aur hai hi nahi meri. That, oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? There's nobody for you. Besides you, there's nobody for me. Ya Allah. Our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully. Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali Arif Billah. Hazrat says that our example is like a person, he learned that if you take, you want your wife to love you, then just go take a tasbih 100 times, take her name and see how she love you. Now you take a tasbih, her name is Amina or Fatima, and you go stand next to her, she's busy cooking, and Fatima, 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 she'll get happy or she'll smack you. What you make here a fool of me? Just playing with my name, Lail. But one time if you laying on a bed, you tired, but now you got desire for a cup of tea, you tired, she's also tired, she's laying on the bed. But one time with love, you just say, Fatima, please go make me a cup of tea. See how she'll jump up. And if she has to tell you that who's there for me besides you, my husband, how you'll melt. Even if you can't spend the 10 rand, that time if she asks you for 1,000 rand, you'll give her. Because your heart has melted. So when we learn the cause from the friends of Allah, that is why Hakim ul-Ummah Jazna Ibn Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, learn from the friends of Allah how to make zikr. Today many people think, why we have to learn how to make zikr? We know how to read La ilaha illallah. We know how to read Allah, Allah, Allah. Even a small child know. But that's an empty capsule. A person tell you this bullet, 0.22, or a barrel bullet, this thing can kill a lion. So you buy that bullet, you're very happy. But there's no gunpowder in that bullet. And you're not putting it into the barrel. And you throw that bullet at a lion, what, he's going to laugh at you. It won't have any effect whatsoever. But learn, fill the gunpowder in that bullet and put it in the right barrel and now put your target properly and see how you'll finish that lion up. So exactly the same, when we learn from the friends of Allah, fill the love of Allah in our hearts and then say, Allah, 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 then the enjoyment. So our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says, aajkal hum zikr pabandi se bhi nahi karte aur aashiqi zikr hum nahi karte. We don't make our zikr punctually also, and we don't make it with love, half sleepy. Our Shaykh says, we choose our time to make our zikr after fajr, and then you say, la ilaha, fall off to sleep. And then again you get up, la ilaha. So you think you made 100 times, but you're still only on la ilaha, the negative. There's no God besides Allah Ali Azubillah. So what zikr we have made? So we have to choose that time that you are fresh, you are alert, and you make your zikr with love and with concentration, and daily, that 5 minutes you're filling your heart with the love of Allah, see what enjoyment you'll get. And see how your life will change. Today everybody is complaining of depression, of this, of that, but our eyes are still not under control. We're looking at all the idols. Somebody, like I just said, somebody got a new car, you're obsessed, you're overtaken with it. Somebody got a new pair of shoes, you worry, looking at his shoes. In your whole namaz, you have given your namaz to that shoe. So, Allahu Akbar. We have to, Allah Ta'ala says, then you are not a human being. You still don't even know how to use your eyes. You don't know how to use your ears. Instead of listening to zikr of Allah, enjoying Qur'an-i Kareem, you're still listening to music. Today, all the time, plugged in the ears, the people got their ears plugged in. What they are listening to, Allahu Akbar. And then, so Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَلَنْعَامٍ. These are people like animals. بَلْهُمْ أَذَلْ. No, they are worse than animals. Because take the example of animals also. A dog, where he gets his piece of bread, that dog is loyal to that master. The moment you see the master coming, he jumps up with respect, with adab. And here also again, we taught, our Shaykh teaches us, everybody has to know what type of respect and adab to make. A dog jumps up and he greets his master. If a donkey has to see, hey, that dog jumps up and greets his master, and he jumps on his master, he'll floor the poor master. So we have to learn how to make adab. How to respect your parents, we have to learn. How you make love with your wife, that's not the same love you will make with your mother. You don't make the same type of love with your mother. You have the greatest love for your mother, but the respect is different. And all this, where we will get respected elders and friends, this is what is called Sohbat Salihin, the company of the pious servants of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah who is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah who is an embodiment of mercy. Allah who is, Allahu Akbar, who has created us out of the demand of the mercy of Allah. Allah who has made us the best of all creation. Allah wants us to live on that very high position. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy all the favors. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala himself says that who has said that all the good things of this dunya are forbidden for the believers. All the good things of dunya also I've made for the believers. But learn how to use these things. Use the best, but don't have the love of one of those things in your heart. Our Shaykh says you can have a 2 million rand check right in your top pocket next to your heart. No problem. But don't have the love of 1 cent in your heart. And how we will know that? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says one person in a nearby area, nearby country, on one occasion many years ago, he bought a brand new car, latest model. He brought it home, parked it outside in front of the house, went in to call the wife and his children that come, we're going for a drive, new car. So he parked the car outside. But the car was not outside, it was still in his heart. Wherever he parked it, it was in his heart. So when he went in to call the wife, his small son, 2-3 year old, was playing outside. And he had a rusted nail in his hand. With that rusted nail, he scratched the car from the front to the back. What does a small car know the value of the car? Like we don't know the value of one sunnat. We don't know the value of one subhanallah. After asr, the imam just makes salam and we dashing out. No time, 2 minutes to read Tasbih-e-Fatimi. No time after fajr to read Tasbih-e-Fatimi, to make dua. We dashing out, we don't know the value. So we like that small child. That child don't know the value of that car, he scratched that car, brand new car. Allahu Akbar. When the father came out, he was hysterical. What you did? And doesn't realize his son. Is the son more valuable or the car more valuable? What you got in the heart, that will be more valuable to you. So he got the car was in his heart. He got so upset, he took that rusted nail, and with all his force, big man, he pulled that rusted nail on the arm of his son. And deep scratch, deep scar in the... Now it was bleeding. He had to rush his son to hospital. When he rushed his son to hospital, doctors checked up. He says, sorry my friend, we have to amputate this child's hand. They amputated the poor child's hand. The next day the father went to visit him. The child is crying and say, Abba, maaf, I won't scratch your car again, but please give me my hand back. Hazrat says, the love of that car was in the heart. Now that car, father must have got 10 other cars after that. But could he get the child's hand back? So if we got the love of dunya in our heart, we'll spoil our deen. But if you got the love of deen, you got the love of Allah, then Allah will give you the best of dunya also. It won't go in your heart. You'll know how to use it. You'll use it the right way. You'll use it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll make your dunya into deen. And all this way we have to learn. Allah says, I out of my mercy I created you. How to enjoy my mercy? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Oh my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are embodiment of mercy. Allah says, we are the creator of mercy. I have created you as the most honorable personality with the greatest of mercy. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mercy for the ummah, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala himself says so beautifully, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ Look what a Nabi we have sent to you. What mercy, what love he has got for you. That any harm that comes to any ummati, Muslim, non-Muslim, that used to be hurt, that used to hurt Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we don't get hurt, because today all the news, we watching it on the videos, any news, what is happening in Iraq, that so many people are being murdered, so many people are being imprisoned in one place, as Mazhar Sahib explained, over how many thousand people are imprisoned in one camp, for how many days they haven't got water to drink, how many days they haven't got food, their lips are hanging down already. Today we just hear it, we say, ah, shame. But we see it's like a movie. Because all the nahusat of this TV, all the nahusat of this YouTube, and we think it's nothing wrong. Today the whole ummah is looking at what's wrong. Today to tell anybody that don't take a snap, it's like you telling him something taboo, that what's wrong with snap. When Allahu Akbar, the condition of the ummah, when guna has become like a good thing, like our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when people regard poison as their food, then what can you do for them? So today, Hazrat Mazhar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also explained, he says, today the ummah is looking at the beautiful masjid of Madinatul Munawwara. How the beautiful structure, chandeliers, everything. They're looking at that, taking pictures, and they forgot the reality. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, the masjid was ordinary sampan. The roof of the masjid was of palm leaves, and it used to rain. There was no carpets in the masjid. On the fourth floor, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make. That time, the masjid was kacha, the iman was pakka. Today, the masjid is pakka, beautiful. Iman is weak. We're just looking at the outward things. Every person, Allah takes us, Hajj, Umrah, Allah takes us all, over and over again. But what reality? We are there. People are posing, sending their snaps. I'm here. And as one person, that what you think tomorrow, Allah is going to ask you, did you come for Umrah? So you'll show Allah, here's my snap. Allahu Akbar. Respected elders and friends, our lives should be sacrificed over these great personalities. At the end of just few minutes, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala teaches us that how to draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to become real. Allah Ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We send Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a rahmat. He changed the world from turmoil, from toil, from oppression. And today we mustn't think we're living in a modern, very high profile age. We are technology, and scientifically we are very progressed. Today if we look at our lives, we are worse than the days of Jahiliyyah. Every evil is present in every Muslim home. Today forget TV in the house, every pocket has got its own pornography. In the masjids we are sitting and watching porn. In the khankas we are watching porn, etc. So we have gone all the way back. And our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, if we want to come out of this filth and dirt, come out of all this depression, every second person complaining, Maulana, this problem, depression, the solution to this is, how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah Ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. When we send Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala islam, what has transformed that world at that time, which was looking impossible, that these people can transform into human beings. The Roman Persians used to say, we don't want to rule you. You worse than our slaves. But when? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَوُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنُهُمْ. When they were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they sat in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What iman, what proper, iman is not complete without muhabbat, aqidat and itaat. Three things are important for iman. You can have the greatest muhabbat. Abu Lahab had so much love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He even freed his slave Suhaiba on hearing the news that Abdullah has got a son born in his house. So happy he was. But he did not have the proper aqidat. He didn't believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he didn't make the itaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Jahl was born in the Hatim. And he didn't have aqidat. He didn't have muhabbat. He didn't have itaat. So we shouldn't fool ourselves that I got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you love Allah, you want the love of Allah, you want the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how? Allah Ta'ala showed, time is all up already. But just briefly Allah Ta'ala says, أَشِدَّاءُ وَالْكُفَّارِ. Look at those personalities that one day they were like written off. Nobody wanted to look after them. But they became rijal, they became men. They showed the world what is humanity. They showed the world what is love. Till today, all the people that, so to say, hate Islam, they are desiring, even Abu Bakr radiallahu comes into the world, there'll be goodness in the world. If Sayyidina Umar radiallahu comes in the world, and forget them, the pious servants of these days, if they have to rule the world, see the goodness that will come. And what is that? Ashiddaa walul kuffar. Firm against the kuffar. And what is firm against the kuffar? Our Shaykh teaches us our difference between us and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sahaba hated the lifestyle, the ways of the kuffar, but they didn't hate that kafir. They wanted that kafir to get iman. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was harisun alaykum bil mu'mineen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted every person to get iman. Abu Jahl went over and over to give him da'wat of iman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this. So they hated the lifestyle of kuffar. Today we say we hate the kuffar, but we love their lifestyle. All their lifestyle is in our houses. Look at Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to give the stunning example. He says a hypothetical example. Just think, if you get a knock at your door and you open your door and you surprise the greatest personality has become my mehman, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How happy you will get. It was just a surprise visit, you say, very pleasant surprise. But now myself, all of us think, will I be happy immediately to take Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my house? Or do I first have to run and go put parda on the TV? Do I have to give my son the grandfather's topi to wear? Like our Shaykh says, when Maulana come to the house, the poor small child was wearing Nanima's burqa also. The poor small boy is wearing oversized kurta. The moment he finish make salam, he throws it one side. So no, our houses has to become. Take out the lifestyle of kuffar. Ruhamau bainum. Love for the believers. Feeling for the believers. And what is this feeling? You get the feeling of the love of Allah, you can't stop talking about it. You want it to penetrate the heart of every person. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has sent us with. And this is what the friends of Allah Ta'ala has got. See our Shaykh in this condition also. Not too well. We all should make dua. Allah keep Hazrat with afiyat, salamat, rahat. Keep them their shadows upon us for long periods. And we should benefit from them. Till now Hazrat got fikr how the whole ummah can get Islam. How the love of Allah. Now in next month. Islahi Jalsa is taking place in Azadwal annual Jalsa at the Darul Uloom 14, 15, 11, 12, 13 of February. It's about the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of Jamadil Ula. We should all try and come inshallah. May pass the message on, give da'wat about it, how Islah is faraz. Today shaitan fools us. What is not faraz? Nafal namaz, we make what big concentration. And faraz namaz, which is faraz? No concentration. So we have to work on what is faraz. What is faraz is more important. And Islah is faraz. I'll end off with the statement. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Nek banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. So for every person to become pious is necessary. But to realize that I'm not pious. And the reality, just to say I'm not pious, that is easy. That reality has to come into us. And this reality, you have to sit with real people. Then you'll get this reality, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa laqibatu muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen Sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina maulana Muhammad wa ala alisa ajma'in Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min khasirin. O most gracious, most beloved Allah, O Allah, you have made us the best of all creation out of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us the greatest gift of Iman, Ya Allah. You made us in the ummat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sausam. All these great, great valuable gifts without deserving it in the least, but we haven't realized the value, we haven't appreciated it, yet you are so kind and merciful, you haven't snatched it away from us. Oh Allah, open the eyes of our hearts, Ya Allah, purify our hearts, let us realize the value of these things, Ya Allah. You grant us your marifat, you grant us your muhabbat, your azmat, your complete itaat, Ya Allah, the marifat, muhabbat, azmat, itaat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the value of sunnat, Ya Allah, and let us bring the sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam alive in our lives, and the filthy, dirty lifestyle of the kuffar, let us shun it and take it out of our lifestyle, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, connect us to your pious servants, Ya Allah, and raise us to the highest stages of wilayat and siddiqiyat, Ya Allah. Grant us such a life that you are extremely happy with us, Ya Allah, and when time to leave this world, which is a reality, take us in such a way that you are extremely happy with us, Ya Allah. Even more better if you take us in Madinatul Munawwara, in Jannatul Baqi, but most important, Ya Allah, take us in such a way that you are extremely happy with us, with Iman-e Kamil, Kalima Shahadat, Izzat, Afiyat, Rahat, and gather us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah in the company of our Mashaykh and all the pious under the flag of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us from Hawz-e Kawthar, from directly from the beloved Mubarak hands of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, and enter us into Jannatul Firdaus, Aziratul Quds, without any reckoning. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى وسلم وعلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله سبحان الله بحمده سبحانه